little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
مرحى مرحى يا أولادي أنتم فلذات الأكباد مرحى مرحى يا أولادي أنتم فلذات الأكباد إني لكم فيها الحادي إني لكم فيها الحادي والمقود قد صار سميري يا حافلتي سيري سيري
يا حافلتي سيري سيري للمدرسة بخير مسير يا حافلتي سيري سيري للمدرسة بخير مسير دوري فرحا فينا دوري حتى نصل بكل سرور.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be talking about something important, and that's talking to your parents. Sure, you talk to your mommy and daddy, like, Mommy, please, can I have something? Daddy, please, pass me the potatoes at the table. Or maybe you be like, Mommy, I need help with my assignment. Or Daddy, can you help me with my homework? But that's not the kind of talking we're talking about. We're talking about really talking. Talking about a problem that you can't solve alone. Or maybe that you just want to be closer to Mommy and Daddy. It's easy to say, hey Mommy and Daddy. But is it so easy to talk to them about things that are important? A harder topic or discussion, like maybe something that's bothering you, something that's harming you, something that's hurting you, and something that's making you feel very sad or making you feel scared. Funny, isn't it? Because when we were younger, it was easy to tell Mommy and Daddy about everything. But remember, even though you're older now, it's still perfectly okay to confide in Mommy and Daddy. In fact, it can help a lot. Be brave and start talking. It may seem so uncomfortable at times, bringing up the important stuff. Sometimes children don't speak out because they don't want to feel embarrassed. Let's face it, talking about personal stuff can be embarrassing. But remember, your mommy and daddy know you pretty well, and they were your age once too. So don't let a little embarrassment stop you. It's okay to go ahead and share the personal stuff. Other times, maybe you don't want to make your parents worried or upset. So as you explain your problem, your mommy may look sad. Your daddy may look worried. But that's okay. Your mommy and daddy can handle knowing about your problem, whether it's big or whether it's small. The look on their face means they care. They feel for you. That's what families do. We feel and care for the people that we love. But on a brighter note, it also means that your parents can be happy when you're happy. Whoa, you got an A on your test? Hooray! Well done, mashallah. You learned how to dive into the swimming pool? That's amazing. Sometimes children don't bring up a problem because they just don't want to think about it. They hope it will go away. But sweeping a problem under a rug isn't the way to solve it. Bottling up your feelings can make you feel more stressed and more scared. Talking about it will help you feel better. Now, planning your talk is very important because you need to decide who you want to talk to, whether it's mummy or daddy or your brothers or sisters or all of them. If you live with your grandparents, maybe you'd want to talk to them. It's okay if you don't want anyone else there. Life is busy for children and adults too. So before you talk to your mummy and daddy or anyone for that matter, look for a time where you're not rushed, but where you're relaxing. A perfect time where you have the family together. A perfect time where it's easy because everyone is at ease. And just like the decision about who and when, you'll want to pick the right place too. Maybe you could go for a walk with your mummy and daddy all alone. Or maybe you can travel in the car and take a drive down the road. Maybe you can sit in the yard and just sit with mummy and daddy and talk to them. My butterflies, it may be difficult, but once you start, you'll feel so much better. Mummy and daddy will listen to what you have to say, and they'll give you their opinions on what you're saying. Be clear and direct and be honest and try and understand their point of view too. If you see mummy and daddy getting angry or getting cross, don't argue or whine. Instead, talk to them. Try and make them understand your point of view. And when they tell you what to do, try and listen to them too. That way, inshallah, you'll be okay and you'll be able to talk about what's hurting you. My butterflies, I want to learn more, but first, let's go for a quick break.
إخوة الإيمان كونوا للهدى السامي جنودا حرمة الإسلام كونوا ثم وفوا العهودا لا تلينوا أو تهونوا وانشروا الفجر الجديدا بشروا بالخير سيروا حطموا الكفر العنيدا إخوة الإيمان كونوا للهدى السامي جنودا حرمة الإسلام كونوا ثم وفوه العهودا لا تلينوا أو تهونوا وانشروا الفجر الجديدا بشروا بالخير سيروا حطموا الكفر العنيدا أسمعوا الدنيا هداها فيه نار الكون توقاد ثم زيدوا النار عدما على باب القدس يوقاد ليعود الدين نورا في سماء الكون فرقاد بشروا بالخير سيروا حطموا الكفر العنيدا إخوة الإيمان كونوا للهدى السامي جنودا حرمة الإسلام كونوا ثم وفوه العهودا لا تلينوا أو تهونوا وانشروا الفجر الجديدا بشروا بالخير سيروا
My butterflies, I want to talk to your parents now. So to the mummies and daddies that are listening and to the grandmas and grandfathers that are listening too, remember, if you overreact to what your kids tell you, they may not come to you with things that are important. If you listen to the small things when they're young, as they grow up, it will be easier for them to share with you the big things. Everything that happens around them needs to be spoken about, both good and bad. Whether it's stories of violence or other disturbing topics, mummies and daddies may find it hard to discuss it and talk to their children. Maybe because it's disturbing, or sad, or scary. But remember, if your children see it, they're going to know. They're going to want to know even more about it. And who better to talk to and who better to trust than mummy and daddy? Remember, when they tell you something, try and understand their point of view. Listen to their side too. Try and understand it, try and make sense of it, and try and figure out what it is that's hurting them, getting them down, or try and make it seem that it's not really a big thing. Remember, butterflies, it may be difficult to talk to mummy and daddy in the beginning, but with time it gets easier. And remember, mummies and daddies, it's difficult for them to muster up the courage to talk to you. So when they eventually do, make the most of it. Take the time to understand it, and take the time to make it work. Most of the time you can have a good talk and make some progress. For some children it may work and some others it may not. Because I know mummies and daddies have their own troubles too. Sometimes they can't be available the way their children need and deserve, and others have a hard time being flexible. But remember, if you can't talk to your mummy or daddy, or if you can't talk to your grandparents or someone close to you, it may be difficult to talk to others around you. So be a person who can talk to someone who will listen, understand, encourage, believe in you, give you good Islamic advice and care. And if your child comes to you, then be one of those people who will listen, understand, encourage, believe in them, and care. Follow these tips and inshallah, we'll get the most from those conversations. Give the best advice inshallah, and get the best of the world around us. My butterflies, will you start talking to mummy and daddy now? And mummy and daddy, will you start actually listening now? I hope so, inshallah.
Allah, Allah, you are my all, you are my love, words can't describe my love for you. Allah, Allah, you are my love, all praises to your beauty and compassion. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I'm calling your name, Allah, I call you, I need you.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah, your mercy is great. Allah, Allah, I sit and pray, you hear my call, please send your guidance on to me. Allah, Allah, so let me stray, please guide my way, onto the path of my being. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I'm calling your name, Allah, I call you, I need you.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah, your mercy is...
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalika, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to see Neera at RadioIslamLive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.